Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Scottie Scheffler, by the way, leading the memorial. I just haven't had the
shocker.
The updates have been very full this morning.
So. Yeah, Scottie Scheffler, he was, I believe he parred. He was just on an absolute par tear yesterday, and then he birdied like four of his last five holes or something like that to take the lead. And then Ben Griffin... who won last week's tournament, was the leader going into yesterday. I believe bogeyed 18. I just caught the last like tail end of the tournament yesterday. And that's what gave Scottie Scheffler the solo lead coming into the Memorial Tournament. He is trying to win the Memorial Tournament for the second time back-to-back years. Only other dude that's done that? Tiger Woods?
Of course. Ben Griffin, the good bet, by the way. He's plus 450, only a stroke back. I understand Scheffler's had, as you just said, kind of the momentum coming into the final round. But
also,
plus 450?
I'm going to say this about Ben Griffin. He's got a cool story. He actually quit golf altogether and ended up becoming like a finance bro or something like that.
That's
like,
awesome.
He was done. And then his buddy called him up and was just like, dude, just, you know, get back after it. Like, you're a great golfer. Like, he went out and played a few rounds. He's like, you shouldn't, like, you get back into it. Got back into the Korn Ferry Tour, got his card, went back to the PGA, and he won last week. He's been at the top of the leaderboard a few weeks now, it seems like. And the one thing I don't like about him, though, is he wears, like, aviator-style sunglasses.
Oh, I love them.
Out on the course. And they just don't... They're gigantic, man, and they look awesome. They look really weird.
That's awesome. Only bosses wear aviator shades, man.
I don't know. It doesn't... Yeah. With the golf garb and, like, the outfit with the polo sponsor, like, that, it just doesn't fit. It looks very weird. And that's the only thing I don't like about him.
I dig it, man. The fact that you said he wore aviators makes me like him more, to be honest.
It's weird. Once you see it, I think you would also just be like, kind of douchey.
Seems like a dude I want to have some cocktails with, man. I got a couple questions, man. Out here in your aviators, only because I love aviators and I have like a long.
Well,
head.
There you go. You're biased towards aviators.
I have a long head, so I think those glasses look best on me. Yeah, I'll ask around. No, but it's one of those things, man. I prefer like an aviator lens, a smaller. Lenses just look weird on me.
See, and he's got a good face. I'm looking at pictures of him. He should just go no aviators, no glasses.
Not everybody can do the aviators. They might make you look like Bug's Life.
I am saying that he cannot do that. It's again, the guy's got a good looking face. He's a handsome fella. Lose the aviators, Ben Griffin.
I don't know, man. Keep him, Ben. I love it.
Also, I think I do have the definitive list of former or of at any point all-star NBA players.
Which is incredibly short.
That played with Damian Lillard. You ready for this?
Let's go.
LaMarcus Aldridge, Mo Williams, Chris Kaman, Carmelo Anthony.
That's it?
Finn.
You nailed it.
That is the end of it.
He wasn't here with Marcus Camby, was he?
I don't believe so. I think Camby, the Camby man, left right before he got in.
Okay.
If I sold a Blazers themed Neil O'Shea punching bag, do you think a lot of fans would buy it?
Absolutely.
I want one of those right
1,000%.
Now. After what you just said, Joe, I'm pissed.
You know what hurt? You know what hurt the most? Last night watching the Pacers win, And them shout out KP.
Oh, Kevin Pritchard? Yeah, Blazers should hire him.
Oh, bro, do you know that? I was so burned up inside. My wife was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, bro, we had
wrong with you?
We had Kevin Pritchard.
We had him. We had the orchestrator.
We had the king. We even had, remember with the deal we might have had with Paul George? And then KP was like, Portland, nah, we're good. Not messing with those guys.
Yeah, Marcus Camby's last year with the Blazers was 2011-2012. And then the next year is when we drafted Damian Lillard after that season. So, oh God, I'm just looking at some of these rosters from the last 10 to 15 years of the Blazers. My God.
Some of them are really good. Rolo was probably a key one of the part. Ones.
Can I entertain
key
you
part
with,
of a great team?
Can I entertain you with a little bit of Nolan Smith, perhaps?
God.
We thought we hit it big with Nolan. Coming from Duke, you know, we thought we hit it big.
Specifically, I have a sore spot with Nolan because I worked for another station at the time, and the word was that Kenneth Faried had a verbal agreement with the Portland Trailblazers to be drafted at the spot that they took Nolan Smith. Went on the radio, told everybody about it. This was reported. This was not confirmed, but everybody was talking about it, and they take Nolan Smith. Even Kenneth Faried himself had a huge thing against the Blazers for the rest of his career because of that blown verbal agreement.
I would have loved to have had Kenneth Faried. He was good for a few years in Denver.
Yeah, he was solid.
Yeah, until the league kind of changed in his position, just kind of, you know, fours that couldn't shoot, unfortunately, weren't really valuable anymore. Him and J.J. Hickson kind of fell off. Speaking of which, another Blazers Dame pairing, J.J. Hickson.
Oh, and again, going through these rosters, Ed Davis. I remember Dave.
I loved Ed Davis.
He was solid.
Yeah, Dame was all miffed when we got rid of Ed Davis.
He was a good locker room presence, too.
But yeah, I think that is literally the list of players that at any point made an all-star team that played with Damian Lillard. LaMarcus Aldridge, Mo Williams, Chris Kaman, Carmelo Anthony.
And I think sometimes, like, it's great to be an all-star. It's great to be an all-star, and it's great to be named an all-star.
Mind you, Mo Williams and Chris Kaman were one-time all-stars.
Let's be real. Rasheed Wallace was a one-time all-star in Portland. He wasn't there every year. Like, he was a one-time, and I get it. Like, it was
in the era of some of the greatest power forwards of NBA history.
And that's what I'm
saying.
Rasheed Wallace was a four-time All-Star.
No, in Detroit.
Twice with Portland.
Okay, so two times in that. How many years in Portland?
Seven, eight.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
You're talking about one of the best bigs in the league, and he only made it two times because at that time, the league was littered with great bigs. Now you're talking about an NBA that's filled with amazing guards at the one and two. Yeah, CJ was just the odd man out. So I think he is all-star-esque, you know, but he just never made the team.
He's not.
No, that's just he just never made it. Like,
he didn't pair well with Dame, and they realized
they were
that
the highest scoring backcourt in the league. I think they paired pretty well. They just couldn't guard nobody. And it wasn't just them. The team just couldn't guard nobody.
I have a list of every NBA all-star ever. There's part of me that like kind of wants to just do one of those, like, oh, remember him, like go through the list. Like,
there are some guys that make the all-star game. And seriously, there are some guys that make the team. It's like,
Eduardo
bro, for real?
On that list.
Hey, I'm looking 2010, Gerald Wallace. I think that was after he left the Blazers.
Gerald Wallace was solid in Sacramento.
I love Gerald Wallace.
He was solid. And in Charlotte.
He was a Bobcat. Yeah, that's right.
He was.
Yeah, he was solid.
Can I give you a little Wally Zerbiak 2002?
Wally Zerbiak was one of the highest three-point percentages in the league that year. Yeah, I think that was the year that the Timberwolves went to the conference final.
How about this? Kyle Korver were lighting it up at the time.
One of my favorite Blazers of all time when they absolutely sucked, Theo Ratliff, baby. He made it as a 76er.
Yeah, Theo, when he was in Philly, yeah.
Speaking of, Rasheed Wallace was part of that deal to the Hawks for Dan Dickow, Sharif Abdur-Rahim, and Theo Ratliff.
Sharif,
that is what the
guy.
Blazers got back for one of the greatest players in the not like top Ooh. Five.
Hold on, but let's
but
not disrespect Sharif, because Sharif was solid when he was here
Sharif
as a Blazer. Sharif was solid
well,
as a Blazer.
Those were some pretty bad Blazer teams.
No, very boring. They were bad. Yeah, they were bad, but Sharif was solid.
I think I got 20 in one game during those times.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
Ha Sung Jin started during those times.
Yeah,
come
when
on.
When you trade your best overall player, like things are going to start falling apart. That was the beginning of the Jailblazers kind of fall.
This is the last one because we got to go, but I just wanted to throw his name out there because he was an absolute bucket getter, Michael Redd.
Oh, Michael Redd was amazing. Just he had like Michael a four-year Redd. Stretch to where he was that guy.
Like I said, bucket getter.
Yeah.
Just if you needed someone to put up 30 to 35 points on a pointless December regular season game, Michael Redd was
the
man.
They let go of Ray Allen in Milwaukee because they thought Michael Redd was the guy.
I think it was a trade for that. Yeah.
They let him go and let him go to Seattle because they thought Michael Redd was the man. So he was definitely nice.
Okay. A couple players in this NBA Finals. Does it perhaps give you some faith, Blazer fans? I'll get to that next here. Sports Sunday, 10 of the fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you guys remember the first two seasons of SGA's career?
As a Clipper, yeah.
Do you remember it fondly, like, man, he was killing them?
I do not remember that. I remember he was talented, but he played behind Chris Paul, and so he didn't really get to run like that. But when he came into the game, I remember him being just a long guard, so yeah.
Do you remember Tyrese Halliburton's first two? Like, really remember?
Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, the Sacramento Kings.
He was nice. Well, I remember his first year, he was pretty nice that first year.
He came out of the same rookie class as LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards, yeah. And those two kind of stole, you know, all of the national hype and media. And then Halliburton now, probably not as good as Ant, but definitely I'd say anybody would want him on their team over LaMelo Ball, for sure.
What if I told you...
Ooh.
When I look at stats, when I look at numbers, when I look at the per 36 or the per 100 possessions, that over the first 2 years of SGA's career,
him and Scoot Henderson averaged the same amount of points per 36 minutes.
I like Scoot
and Henderson averaged more points per minute per 100 possessions.
What was their shooting percentage?
Well, that's one stat.
Listen, I like Scoot. I think I might be the only person in here that actually does believe in Scoot, and he's a young dude, and he can still grow. Like, it's his second year in the league, and he got better everywhere.
He was a year younger than all these guys in their second year as well.
Yeah, listen, Scoot, his second year has done everything.
I love how Jordan doesn't want the third overall pick to the Portland Trailblazers to be good.
No, it's not
just
that
just so he can say I was right.
It's not that I don't want it. It's that these kind of stats are, you know what? If the Blazers actually had a plan and they developed talent like you guys were talking about, maybe pulled a couple of all-stars, worthy players to pair around Dame, then I think more fans would understand if they had missed on this. But it's not that I want them to. It looks like they are going to miss. And continually, people throw stats out like this. And I'm not saying they're wrong, Joe, but what I see the national media doing when they talk about guys like Scoot, in any other draft, he could have been number one if it weren't for Wembanyama. Oh, look at this power to the middle in the freaking G League. They pick and choose little arguments, and they say this is why he's going to be elite. And I personally just don't believe it. I hope it works, but it hasn't worked so far.
So per 36 minutes, Scoot over his first 2 years, 17.4 points, 6.9 assists, and 4 rebounds. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 17.4, 3.9 assists, so 3 more assists for Scoot, 4.2 rebounds. As Jordan mentioned, the shooting is much, much better for SGA and Tyrese Haliburton. But as far as per 100 possessions, 23.7 points for Scoot, 23.1 for Shea. The reason I'm doing the per 36 minutes per 100 possessions is that they both, SGA and Tyrese Haliburton, both have substantial more minutes played and games started than Scoot. SGA in his first two seasons had 4,600 minutes. Scoot has just over 3,500 minutes. SGA started 143 games. Scoot Henderson started 42 games. I don't know. Personally, like, when it comes to Scoot, I wish that, one, Anthony Simons gets traded this offseason, because one player that I feel like was benefited in the NBA from basically being thrown to the wolves, and I remember reading this early on and he had to go through it for a few seasons, was Devin Booker. Like, I think it was Earl Watson was his coach when they drafted him. It was basically like, dude, you're going to play, and you're going to play every day, and you're going to start every game, and you're going to play 30 plus minutes every game because you need to learn what it's like playing in the NBA. I don't care. I don't care that we're going to suck. I don't care that our team isn't any good. They ended up getting the number one overall pick 1 year because they were so bad. You got to learn. Like, how are you going to learn to play against the best players and be one of the best players in the NBA if you're coming in with the second string players and playing against the second string?
And again, this is kind of my thing with Chauncey. It's like, I don't know if there's another third overall pick that comes off the bench. That's crazy to me. Like, for especially, it'd be different if you were a third overall pick and it was a crazy thing like Philly is in their situation, to where that guy probably won't be the starter based on the fact that Philly's starting five is pretty good, right? But that's not usually the case. If you're drafting third, second, that means your team probably sucked, more than likely sucked. And so you should be, as one of the top players in the draft, you should be starting. So why Scoot is coming off the bench and everything is still crazy to me, because I agree with you. You need opportunity to be out there and make mistakes. I'm glad Scoot is making all these mistakes right now as a first and second year player. This is when you want that, because when you're a third, fourth, fifth year player, we don't accept those same kind of silly young mistakes. And I'm glad he's getting all that stuff out now. I like what I saw from Scoot this year. And if he can continue to do stuff like, with more time, he's giving you 12 off the bench, 12.7 off the bench. With more time as a starter, if those numbers could look closer to 17, 18 points, I'm good with that.
Tyrese Haliburton, over his first 2 years, and again, he played more minutes, just over 4,400 minutes in the first two seasons to Scoot's 3,500. Per 36 minutes, Scoot, 17.4 points, Tyrese, 15.7. Assist, 6.9 for Scoot, 7.6 for Tyrese. Rebounds just about the same, steals just about the same, 1.7 for Tyrese, 1.2 for Scoot. Shooting, again, better overall for Tyrese. 3-point shooting better for Tyrese. Defensive rating about the same. Offensive rating for Tyrese Halliburton was way better, 119 versus 102. I want to say for offensive rating, defensive rating, it's like 100 is the baseline, like average NBA player. So if you're above that, you're better. If you're below that, you're better, like 2% better. Value over replacement player, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton at that point in his career, 4.6. Scoot Henderson minus 1.8.
And that is a good stat, Joe, in terms of specifically what you're talking about.
Well, granted, I will say value over replacement player. Scoot's replacement player would be a third string player.
Well,
so.
But that
so
actually,
that's even worse.
It calculates a player contributing to 100 possessions. So the VORP actually kind of aligns with, Joe, what you're talking about, like 100 shots. So there's a little bit of an alignment there. And it's pretty telling that I think Shai Gilgeous in his first 2 years, what was it, like 0.8 and then almost 2 VORP as opposed to Scoot now. He's minus 2 VORP. And I would say one I've compared to, Antonio freaking Daniels, actually had a higher career VORP at 10 than Scoot has in his first couple of years. Like this is...
Tell me you hate Scoot without saying you hate Scoot.
Yeah, he does. It's that they wasted this time and this pick on
who are they going to get?
See, this is what I also love about a lot of sports media too, is that like they'll always say this was wrong, but then there will never be like a what should have they have done. Which I know, Jordan, your point is to build around Damian Lillard.
I said it. Domantas Sabonis and Nicholas freaking Batum. There are so many pieces.
They had Nick Batum.
And look at what he did for the Clippers. They should. He is the perfect low cost piece.
10 years removed from.
No, he literally
being
just
on the Blazers.
He just did what he did for the Blazers. Then for the Clippers, he could have done that for Damian Lillard and the Blazers in 2022.
And how many championships? How many Western Conference Finals have the Clippers made in this time with Batum? The same amount as they made when he was not a Blazer. When Damian Lillard was. Took them to the Western Conference.
Get some actual veteran leadership. Get an all-star in with Damian Lillard.
That is the key.
Yeah.
That's it. Full stop right there. Get an all-star player.
What the third overall pick was supposed to be,
It's not
Joe.
Nick Batum. It's not Rodney Hood. It's not Josh Hart. It's not whoever. It is an all-star player. We went over the four players that had gone an all-star appearance at one point.
So
none of those dudes are franchise-changing players.
So I guess my question is, how long before you get in the league are you supposed to be an all-star? Is it first year, or is it second year? Now I'm an all-star. Like, I mean, or is it supposed to be just instant? I'm an instant star and I'm star, because that's not usually the case for most guys. Like, I mean, Carmelo didn't make an all-star team, although he was killing, didn't make an all-star team till like his third, fourth year in the league.
At least in rookie of the year voting.
No, he was in, and that's fine, and that's all good. But we're talking about all-stars, we're talking about rookie of the years.
Tyreek
Evans was the rookie of the year. Like, was he an all-star? No. Like, and so that he, I don't know if he was in the league after like 5 years after getting rookie of the year. And so, I mean, I think that's where's Michael Carter Williams right now? Wasn't he drafted the same year as Embiid?
Evan Turner.
Number two
overall.
Where are they? Yeah. Where are they right now? And so that's what I'm saying. Like, I think rookie of the year is an obscure award. It doesn't really matter. It's great to get it, especially when it's your guy, your Dame, your Brandon Roy. You get it, of course.
Well, yeah. Like, when we cool get then. It, it's the best thing ever because that's all we have.
Because that's all we get. Because that's all we really get. And so that's you relish that and everything. But I just still believe in a player's maturity. And I still believe in a player. We've gotten so used to guys being 18 and 19 and killing immediately. That's not always the case with these dudes. Like, sometimes Giannis didn't come out killing immediately. It took him 5 years before he became a force. Like, and I just think we need to give this young man some more time to play, especially as a starter.
You know who we have to blame in all this?
Kevin Pritchard.
Michael Jordan.
For being gone. Oh, okay.
If Michael Jordan doesn't have that last draft pick with the Charlotte Hornets, it takes Brandon Miller. And he takes Scoot Henderson instead, which wouldn't have made sense because they already had LaMelo Ball. Then Blazers get Brandon Miller, they keep Damian Lillard, and everything's fine.
And as much as we're talking about, Scoot was the wrong pick, where's Charlotte right now? They're picking fourth overall. Like, I mean, and Brandon Miller is not an all-star either at this point. He's doing well because he starts. He gets more time. He plays in the East. There's a lot that you kind of have to consider with him.
He also shredded his knee this year, too. Yeah. So, I mean,
I will point you back to the quote from Jarrell Cronin. We are going to go so all in, it's going to be embarrassing. People are going to ask questions about how all in we are.
When you get a job.
That would have included trading the number three overall pick.
When you get a new job, you say stuff that you don't necessarily mean because you want the job and you want it so bad. Like, he was telling Blazer fans, he was selling hope. That's what you do as as a general manager. You sell hope. Keep everybody interested. That's what you do. As a coach, as a Chauncey's telling us hope. The Blazers ownership or new ownership group is going to be selling us hope. Like, that's what you do when you're a struggling franchise. You have to keep your fans involved.
Don't sign the guy that did that to an extension after it doesn't work. Hasn't worked.
We're in the same boat there.
All right, let's take a break. We got some baseball to get to because there is one Oregon college still playing, and there is one Oregon college that is not still playing, and that is inexcusable. We get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 10 of the Fan. But first, George Schultz with Sports Center Update.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He was on a really good run when
he was
down.
I agree.
That's for sure. I don't want to keep it. I know we want to move on to baseball, but I think we're really going to regret letting Anthony Simons go.
I don't think we will.
Listen, yes, we will. And he's going to go to a team, and he's going to be the piece that they were missing, and it's going to be Jermaine O'Neal all over again. Or any one of these other teams. Absolutely. It's going to be any one of these other teams. It's going to be Rashid going and win a championship within the year.
No.
It's going to be, I promise you, Ann is that good. And you put him on a team like Orlando, which is where I think he kind of wants to go, and it's a wrap. The best thing the Blazers could do is re-sign him, because if they don't, he's going to make us pay. I can almost guarantee it. And then we're going to sit and be talking, oh, we had him, and look, that's what's going to happen.
We've had him for a while, and he can score. He's a microwave. He can go off for 20, 25, 30 points. He is taking minutes away from younger players that, quite frankly, at this point, need the time to be out on the floor and develop more.
So you get rid of your best offensive player to do it?
Yes. Cool. We won 33 games this year.
That's
so what?
That seems like a terrible idea, but okay.
All right, so keep him and win 35 games next year. Ready, break.
I love how we just assume that it's Anthony Simons is the reason why. You know, mind you, he was hurt, but nobody else gets any blame, right? Nobody else. It's Simons. He's the guy. Okay, that's cool. That makes sense.
He is a good sixth, seventh player that coming off of the bench and, yeah, going Stop off it. For, like, he's like a Jamal Crawford Stop it. Late in his career.
Stop it.
So what? Stop. Anthony Simons is going to just be an all-star all of a sudden?
Stop, man. Any dude that averages around 20 points, man, yes, has the
There's
potential to
There's a lot
be an
of dudes
all-star.
That average 20 points in the league and don't do anything besides just that.
Sure. Yeah, sure. There absolutely is. There absolutely are. But it depends on the situation they're in. Right now,
Michael
Anthony
Redd
hasn't been in a great situation. Right now,
Michael Redd could get buckets. What?
Michael Redd was an all-star. He could get buckets.
One time all-star. That's
he was
one,
an all-star. He got hurt.
One more
about,
than Anthony Simons.
Tore his knee to shreds. Yeah, he was an all-star, though.
No, I'm sorry.
He's a gold medalist. Like, he's
he's a gold medalist.
That's got to, yeah, that counts. Yeah, absolutely. You play on that Olympic team, that means somebody thought that you were one of the best players in the world. You should be there. Absolutely.
Oh, God. All right. College baseball. It's a good weekend in Corvallis, a terrible weekend in Eugene. The Oregon State Beavers, they lost their first game on, Friday? And which they are both hosting a regional, Rashad. I know, Rashad, that you know all this. You're baseball, Rashad. I don't need to tell you anything about college baseball.
I don't know why you're talking about it now.
Exactly. Like, this isn't news to you. Yeah. What are we talking about here?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I was wondering, too.
Beavers, they hosted the regional in Corvallis. They lost their first game, which meant they had to play TCU in the double elimination, the win-or-go-home game yesterday. Well, they won. The Beavers did what they had to do, and they are still alive. They won 7-2 against TCU.
Way to go, Beavs.
So they will be playing today against, I know Jordan's been saying it in his update.
St. Mary's?
Yes.
St. Mary's at 3. Winner faces USC tonight at 7.
Yes, to win the regional. But while that's all good for Oregon State, I mean, they're the baseball school here in the Willamette Valley.
How'd your alma mater do?
Not great, Bob. I would say
heartbreaking.
I would say that this year was even more disappointing than last year when they lost to Texas A&M by giving up 9 runs with only 2 hits. I'm going to repeat that. They gave up 9 runs on only 2 hits.
Because was it a bunch of stolen bases or?
No, it was a bunch of walks and hit by pitches, dude. It was the most like ridiculous thing. Like it was one of those where it was like Baxter with the wheel of cheese. I'm not even mad. I'm just impressed at this point. Like, the fact that you're able to give up that many runs, walk that many guys, hit that many batters, like, oh my God. Well, this weekend, they were hosting the Eugene Regional, being one of the top 16 teams in the country. They got to host the regional that consisted of Arizona. It consisted of Utah Valley, which when I started watching the broadcast and they said Utah Valley a bunch of times, I just assumed that was the conference that they were in. No, that's the name of the actual school. Didn't know Utah Valley was an actual school until this weekend, so there's that. And they played Utah Valley on Friday night, and they lost 6-5. Now, there was some controversy in that game, but it shouldn't have even come down to that.
No, and it looks like there was, you know, 10 hits by Oregon.
That's right. You can read.
And still, he scored 5 runs, which is crazy, so...
Well, that game was Utah Valley, I want to say, jumped out to a 3-0 lead or something like that, and Oregon was able to muster up some runs. But then once Oregon's starting pitcher that day actually started striking dudes out and getting batters out, like I want to say he had like 14 strikeouts or something like that for the Ducks. Yeah, he had 14 strikeouts in that game, and he was just mowing them down in basically like innings 4-7. The Ducks could not get a hit. They couldn't get a clutch hit when they needed it. And then it came down to the final innings where the Ducks, they were able to get a run on the board. And then there was a highly controversial play, which basically it seems like everybody is in agreement. The Ducks got screwed on. It was, I believe, the 8th inning where the Ducks had a man on third base. There was 0 outs. And then there was a pop fly to left field. The player for Utah Valley catches it. The runner on third, Anson Arrows for the Ducks, he tags up at third. The ball comes in. The catcher, who is standing not over home plate, but in front of home plate on the third baseline, he does not have possession of the ball yet. It one hops, skips off of the catcher's glove. And Anson Arrows, not really knowing what to do, quite frankly, just my personal take is that he could have slid feet first, you know, under his legs. But with the situation that it was, is that he basically just ran into the catcher, and because he had nowhere else to go, he couldn't go around him left or right because he was so far into the third baseline. And so he essentially kind of bulldozed over the catcher. The catcher didn't get the ball at all. They call the play safe. They then go and review it, and they say that it was malicious contact by Antoneros of the Oregon Ducks. And not only does the run not count, he is out. So that is counts as a double play. Instead of it being 6-5, it is now 6-4 with two outs. And Antoneros, you're also ejected from this game, and NCAA rules say you cannot play in the next game either. And so he was ejected for Saturday's game as well. I know my Twitter timeline is full of, obviously, Oregon Duck fans, alum, and everything, but it seemed like even people outside of the fan base and people watching this game all agreed. Even the commentators were doing their best to be like,
that's always the best when they're like, yeah, I don't agree with that.
I mean, that very controversial play where Oregon was not happy. It's like, dude, you know they got screwed as well on that. With that aside, is it shouldn't have come down to that. Utah Valley, the Ducks were a heavy favorite over Utah Valley. It should not have come down to that. But they lose to that game 6-5. And so then Oregon, it's like, all right, well, we still have a chance tomorrow at noon. We got a game literally within 12 hours to make this right. We're going to go against Cal Poly. And sure enough, they play Cal Poly yesterday.
How'd that go?
They lose that game as well, too. They had a lead late in the game. It was 8-5. I want to say they hit like 5 home runs total in the game. And they were up 8-5. Their starting pitcher started getting a little squirrely out there on the mound. So then they go in and throw in a bullpen pitcher who just essentially lost them the game there at the end. Because it was 8-5. I want to say Grinsell, the pitcher for the Ducks, he gave up a 6 run to make it 8-6. And then that's when the Ducks were like, all right, let's pull him, giving up too many runs. That was their number one pitcher, too, and he gave up 6 runs in the game. That is not ideal.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the 7th and 8th inning were super, super kind to the Ducks, you know, at that point. You give up 4 runs in an inning, you know, I think that can spell doom. But it's funny because
it was 8-5 going into the 7th inning, the Ducks were leading. At this point, this was the best feeling that the Ducks players, coaches, fans, like, that's where we were like, all right, finally, like, we might be able to actually end up pulling this off. And then the 7th inning hit, man. They went to the bullpen, and that dude gave up 3 runs and gave up the lead 9-8. They gave up an insurance run in the 8th inning. And that was all she wrote.
What's crazy, if you look through ESPN right now and you look at the highlights, they're all Ducks home runs. Like, there's almost no Cal Poly offense in there, and it's all Ducks just, you know, hitting dingers at this point. And so you would think that the Oregon Ducks won this game, but, you know, 10-8 Cal Poly. Like, and again, up until today, I didn't even know they had a baseball program.
Cal Poly?
Yeah. Who knew?
It's
the Ducks know now.
Well, actually, watching the broadcast yesterday, apparently their head coach is like an absolute amazing
Ken Griffey Jr.
manager.
Something.
Like, he's been at Cal Poly for like 30 years or something like that. They were ranked first at one point during his tenure years ago. So, like, apparently Cal Poly and at least their head coach he's a stalwart in college baseball.
It's one of those under the radar baseball schools that I think produces major league talent.
College baseball, though, man. Like,
right?
When Cal State Fullerton was like one of the best teams in the country for a while? Coastal Carolina, we know of, but they have a really good program. Like, I will say, college baseball is the one sport where, when it comes to playoff time, schools you have never
heard of, or are
in the WAC or West Coast Conference or the Big West, whatever weird ass conference that
they'll get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that happened yesterday. And honestly, the worst part about it was obviously the game at that point, it was 10-8, but the Ducks get to the 9th inning and it's their last 3 batters strikeout looking. The second batter, he takes 2 strikes looking, and then the 3rd strike he swings at was a god-awful in the dirt pitch.
That was a panic. That was a panic swing.
And then the 3rd batter, strikeout looking. They did not even swing the bat in that 9th inning, and when they did, it was bad pitches. It was extremely hard to watch. It was one of those, like, really? This is how you're going out? And the Ducks, I'm pretty sure, are the only top 16 team that is hosting a regional
are not advancing or have been eliminated, at least at this
their
point already.
Their own damn regional.
Yeah, their own regional.
Hey, man.
Like, you are the host. It would definitely had vibes.
Should have been a Beaver, I guess.
In both of those games, it definitely had vibes of the team just being like, well, we'll win this eventually. Like, we'll get this eventually. And then it didn't
happen. Just didn't happen.
Yeah. No clutch hitting. When they had good pitching, they weren't hitting well. When they were hitting well, they weren't pitching well. Like, it was just an inconsistent weekend for the Ducks. Super embarrassing. Very bad weekend. Like, it was one of those where the Ducks, I mean, this team, they had potential to make a run this year. They won the Big Ten conference regular season, and they weren't able to capitalize on it.
Man,
sucks.
That sucks to not capitalize. And I hate to like always harp on like participation trophies or anything, but look at the Ducks this year in their first year in the Big Ten. Suck it, Big Ten. Like the Ducks came through and you won the Big Ten championship for football. Cool, knock that out. Who won basketball?
Basketball. I want to say that was Michigan State.
You come in baseball, you win the
and
Big
Ten
championship.
And you lost to them in the tournament,
yeah.
the Big Ten tournament.
So, and then you go ahead. So, two of the three major sports, Oregon's coming to the Big Ten and completely clean house. Yeah, unless you're Ohio State and we're talking the playoff game. But outside of that, like, shout out to Oregon, man. Just for, I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought they'd be kind of a bottom feeder, you know, in the Big Ten, you know, just considering the level of talent that's around and stuff. And, man. F me, right? Because I was super, super wrong about what they've been able to do so far this year. So, granted, not the outcome, especially for an Oregon honk like you, Joe. Not the outcome you wanted as far as baseball.
No,
and this definitely, Cal Poly and Utah Valley,
for God's sakes.
Yeah, are definitely not the teams you want to go out to and everything. But you do get to at least flex on the rest of the Big Ten for the rest of the year and say, yeah, we did kind of dominate you guys.
Yeah, and again, I'm looking at all the teams that are still in it of the top 16 that are hosting regionals. Like, it definitely looks like all of those teams are the ones that are, you know, that are ranked in hosting regional are still alive. I mean, number four, Auburn, that's in the Auburn regional, played later today. Tennessee, they're in the Knoxville regional. Coastal Carolina, the Conway regional, that's where Coastal Carolina is. Florida State, Tallahassee regional. That's where they are. Oregon State, Corvallis, like all these teams that were 1 through 16 that got to host a regional are still alive, and the Ducks are the only one that essentially is not. It was bad. It was really, really bad.
Well, there's always next year.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the Ducks, I mean, they went to two super regionals in a row. Last year was the one against Texas A&M, and this year they didn't even make it out of their own regional. I mean, that's you're not leveling up there. Yeah, it's a big regret. And listen, I'm not watching Ducks baseball regular season at all. I don't like college baseball up until when it matters. That's kind of when I care. It's almost like the NBA playoffs.
Where is it even on TV?
It's usually on like ESPN Plus.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's Oregon State's game, ESPN
yeah.
Plus.
Yeah, ESPNU. I've been seeing. Oh my God. Jordan Spieth damn near just took someone's head off.
Woo!
Sorry.
How often do you think that happens at a golf tournament?
Dude,
more often than you think.
That, oh my God, there's a child over there too. He's walking over there hoping he's not getting a lawsuit. Oh my God.
Pretty sure.
I hope everyone's right okay, but.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't think you can sue.
Right
if
over
you buy a ticket
heads.
To those events, I think you waive your rights.
Dude.
Do any of that.
Did he get someone?
No, it went right over someone's head.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's a man. 2 inches down and that person is lights out.
That is, wow. All right, sorry about that. All right, let's take a commercial break and collect ourselves to end the show here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
If he just even hits it just a little bit lower, then somebody is done money.
Bro,
they're going to have to call the ambulance for somebody. I'm curious of how many times.
Nets on the golf course.
I'm curious of how many times a year someone is actually hit by a ball in the golf course.
I mean, it happens fairly often in the tour. I mean,
we know that line drives happen all the time in baseball, and multiple people per year get knocked out.
Well, well not now, anymore, now with the net.
Well, not with the net, but so I mean, annoying. At some point, yeah, but it was one of those things.
Well, yeah. You literally blocked the view. Jordan past is the like, first base and third base.
Hey, listen, I've little never, Timmy getting a life altering no, brain little disease, Timmy, brain it's, damage.
I'm not,
it's 40 year old Karen my staring at experience. Her phone. Not watching the game.
I'm not fancy enough to sit, you know, along the first base.
Here comes
line.
A bat. Oh, my God. That yeah. poor little girl.
Yeah, but I'm glad they put the net up because I think there was, like, at a point, it's like hundreds of people per
yeah,
year.
Yeah, didn't that happen? Wasn't there a
Albert
little girl?
Almora, yeah. Yes. He struck a foul ball, and it hit probably, like, a 2-3-4-year-old, and I think that was one of the main incidents that
think
set...
of the children, Jordan. Jesus.
You know what? I've also
I
seen,
want blood.
Also seen a lot of videos of dad and mom protecting from a bat or a ball, like the kid.
I've seen it too.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so
it sucks. I gotta take that hit for the kid, man. That sucks.
Oh, you know?
My
to. Arm.
It's still gonna hurt. Yeah, I'm still There's getting hit in the face now. With the ball. Yeah.
Also, yeah. Again, we're looking at. I think this is Sepp Straka about to tee off here at the Memorial Tournament. But you can just see the fans lined along the tee box and fairway there, like just hundreds of them. Right, like. This is the thing. They're good golfers. You know they're going to not top a shot or, like, hook one low
Man,
into the
you
left.
Shank
like,
one right or something.
There was a video, like, a year or so ago of the new, like, director of some country club. Like, he got named the new president of the country club members or whatever, or something like that. And it was the member guest tournament. I don't know whatever the hell it was, where it was. But... sure enough, they're giving this dude like a coronation, like tee off, sir, at the first tee box. Congratulations. And the dude just full on duck hooks it right into the people that are lining the fairway. And it's like, this is Bob with like a 12 handicap. Like, this is not Sepp Straka. This is not Scottie Scheffler teeing off. Like, there were people literally lined up on the tee box in front of him. And sure enough, he just hooks it right into someone's kisser. And then I want to say Caitlin Clark did this recently, too, at like a celebrity tournament pro-am thing.
I'm telling you, during celebrity tournaments, like, you definitely need to have, okay, everybody move back, because we've seen Charles Barkley's swing, right? I mean, I think it's improved, but still, do I want to be near him when he's shooting? Nah, not at all. I need to be far away to make sure I don't get hit in the face with the ball or the club.
Oh, dude, there's so many times I'm playing golf where... whether it's tee shot, fairway, whatever, if there's someone like barely in front of me off to the right or left, I tell them, like, just get back. Like, I don't care where you are. Do not be in front of me at any point. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't ever do anything on purpose on the golf course. It's always like, hey, you know, my plan is to do this. We'll see if it happens. And if it does, I'm like, wow, I got lucky on that.
I have no
plans
for the
part,
golf course.
I have no idea what's going to happen at any time I swing the club.
I'm saying I'm swinging to go that way. That's the only thing. That's the only thing I'm saying to myself. Let's hopefully go that way.
I played golf recently with a guy who was so good at golf. That was the one time in my life where I felt comfortable standing in front, like in front of like his shot, like off to the right, or if he was at the tee box, I could be up front a little bit because I knew I was like, dude, this guy's gonna be fine. He's not hitting.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only time that ever happened in my life.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Like I said, I'm not as good as you, so I just hope and pray that it goes straight and doesn't hit anybody in the face.
Well, I'm gonna go work on the golf game right now. I'm gonna go to the driving range. Got to work on hitting down on that ball. I got to compress. I got to get some compression on that downswing there.
Make sure you use the wrists, Joe. Use those wrists.
It's got to be body. I gotta get those hips.
The torque in your
man. Yeah,
it's all in the hips. Yep. It's all.
I just figured out my wrists weren't going into the shot, and that's why I was missing so many balls. But I figured that out and I fixed it. So.
Yeah, my father-in-law told me that 5 minutes before we were done golfing.
Well. Hopefully everybody gets their golf swing figured out by June 24th for the Fan Golf Classic. There are still morning tee times left.
Let's
go to 1080thefan.com to register, and that's a plug for you to send you off on this Sports Sunday. For Rashad Taylor, thank you as always.
My guy, appreciate you.
For Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Yeah, love you guys. Love you all.
I am Joe Fisher III. Thank you for tuning in on Sports Sunday, and we will catch you next week at 9 a.m. for Sports Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan. Peace.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.